I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. I'm a huge fan of the show Top Chef Masters on Bravo. The chefs on the show are not only amazing at their craft, but they also have wonderful personalities. And I was captivated by one of the personalities in particular. Her warmth, kindness, and incredible talent kept me glued to the TV. Her name is Susan Feniger, and I'm thrilled that she is joining us today to talk about her time on Top Chef Masters, her restaurant Street, and Scleroderma. Susan Feniger is well known as one half of the popular Two Hot Tamales, along with her longtime business partner Mary Sue Milken. Almost 30 years ago, the two chefs opened City Restaurant, becoming an instant success story. Next came Border Grill in Santa Monica, California, and Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, and then the Latin-themed Ciudad in downtown Los Angeles and the Border Grill truck. With the opening of Susan Feniger's Street in Hollywood in 2009, the celebrated chef launched her first solo venture. Feniger's dream of creating a unique restaurant inspired by authentic flavors of street food was fulfilled, creating a spontaneous love story enjoyed by foodies and the media alike. A veteran of 396 episodes of Two Hot Tamales and Tamales World Tour Series, Feniger also co-authored 5 cookbooks with Milliken, City Cuisine, Mesa Mexicana, Cantina Cooking, and Two Hot Tamales, and Mexican Cooking for Dummies. She has been on the board of the Scleroderma Research Foundation for 17 years, spearheading a mission to find a cure for scleroderma, a life-threatening and degenerative illness, by funding and facilitating the most promising, highest quality research, as well as placing disease on the need for a cure in the public eye. Feniger also serves on the board of the LA Gay and Lesbian Center. Susan, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you so much. Wow, that was a lot.
Well, I have been a fan of yours for years. And Susan, you know, I have a funny story. When I moved from California, I was in San Jose and Santa Cruz 10 years ago to the East Coast, and one of the main reasons I didn't want to go is I didn't want to leave the Mexican food. So I picked up your Mexican Cooking Essentials for Dummies, and that has really helped me, and I really love the tomatillo and chicken chilaquiles and all the other things in there. So I had to, so just having you on the show is really wonderful. And you know, Susan, I mentioned in the intro that I was captivated by you, and your passion for cooking is palpable. When did you first develop this passion?
Well, I was cooking when I was in high school. My mom was a fantastic cook, and she just had that sort of natural sense of taste. I mean, she was skinny as could be, and she was always watching her weight, which was ridiculous because she was skinny, but she actually had great taste buds and had that right feel. She knew how to season and would adjust things and just really, really had a true sense of, I think, cooking and flavors. And I think I learned a lot of that from her growing up. Although, you know, my sister didn't, but I definitely did. So I worked my first restaurant in a cafeteria in Toledo, Ohio, called Smith's Cafeteria many, many years ago. But along with that, I just worked, you know, when my mom would be cooking in the kitchen, she'd be making fudge and putting it in the freezer. She'd be making, you know, icebox cakes. Matter of fact, when Mary Sue and I opened City Cafe in 1981, my mom had my dad pack up like 5 icebox cakes that were layered with lady fingers. And
oh, my goodness.
Mocha one and one that was just chocolate. And I remember she had him put it in dry ice and pack it and send it out to us from Ohio to Los Angeles so we could sell it at City Cafe for dessert.
Oh, that is so sweet. Now, how did that go over? I bet the people liked it.
It was great. It was great. Very fun. Oh. You know, anything, even now, I have my mom's peanut butter and jelly cookies on it. Street, and people love that, you know, it's my mom's recipe. Well, so much of the food that Mary Sue and I have done over the years and even stuff that we're doing at Street, you know, it's food that really was influenced by both my mom and Mary Sue's mom.